Jew. When Abu Bakr accepted Islam, he was in the possession of some wealth which he spent for the cause of Islam. How much did he have?
40,000.
الدنيا تعطر كل ما تلقى تبيع الدرب
Section B, multiple choice questions, we have A, B, or C. So you need to fully the answer. While making wudu, it is mustahab, A or B, makruh or C, wajib, to strike the water forcefully against the face, causing to splash. Okay, number three. A purple word in the eye discharging fluid will what wudu if the fluid flows out of the eye? Okay, JazakAllah. Moving on to section C for art related questions. The first question in this section, how many surahs in the Quran are named after different prophets? Okay, question number two. Which surah does not begin with Bismillah? Section D, general knowledge questions. What does the word ATM stand for? Next question. What is the currency of Botswana? Okay, section E, spelling words. You need to spell the following two words. First is spell the word lawyer.
L-O-Y-A-L.
Yeah, and finally spell the word prolific. Section F, proverbs and collective nouns. You need to complete the following proverb, empty vessels. Question number two, a what of voters? Okay, now we move on to our section G with regard to sound clips. We're going to play a nasheed or a nazm for you, and you need to identify who's the nasheed artist. Okay, and the last question, you need to identify the presenter, you need to tell us the name of the presenter.
The 22nd of February, the 12th of Jumada Buddha, SubhanAllah, time running away from us, it is close and close with the next day of Ramadan, and indeed we await this next month of Ramadan, and we may rise.
Go on to Muhammad Al-Zahrani. And the first question in Islamic history, section 8, what was the title given to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu?
The 22nd.
Let's question. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anh was honored to take two journeys of Hijra. Name two journeys.
Abyssinia, the one to Abyssinia and the one to Medina.
Section B, fifth. What are the days of the Shariq?
The days of the Shariq are 1 to the 9th, the Fajr of the 9th, to the Asr of the 13th.
Multiple choice. A muqtadi who has missed one or two rak'ahs of salah after joining the jamaat due to wudu being nullified is A. Mazhub, A. B. A. Lahib, C. A. Munfarid,
B. Kalari.
Number 3. Is a person on whom the sight of death visible, what is he known as?
A Munfarid.
Section C. And the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the two surahs, two surahs in the sunnah of Fajr. Name the two surahs.
Surah Ikhlas and Surah Rafi'un.
What was Maryam alayhi sallam's father's and mother's name?
Imran and
under general knowledge, what does NIHT stand for?
National Independent
Alliance. Name the NEC of Housing Department of Roads and Transport. Section P, spelling. You have two words to spell, the first being appeal.
A P P E L.
You have only 6 seconds for spelling, so you're going to have to spell it a bit faster. The next one is conceiving.
C-O-N-C-E-E.
Section F, proverbs and collective nouns. He who hesitates
shall never know.
Number 2, a what of locust? Section G, sound clubs. Name the nasheed artist.
Shallow trench is dug in the center at the bottom of the cover. Question number two is fifth multiple choice questions. In Salatul Khawf, it is first A, B, mustahab, or C, wajib to have one's weapon. Question number three. What is the literal meaning of nikah? Okay, section C, Quran related questions. You need to tell me the name of the surah. In which surah is the law of inheritance mentioned? Give another name for the surah Toba. Okay, moving on to general knowledge, section D. What does Senha stand for? Okay, and question 2. What is Sijil?
Sijil, intersol.
Moving on to section E, which is a spelling word, you need to start the word indulgence.
I-N-D-U-L-G-E-N-C-E.
And the second word you need to spell is privilege. Okay, moving on to section F, proverbs, collective nouns. First, a proverb, a must is as good as
tonight.
A what of cutlery? Now, moving on to our sound clips, we need to identify. Okay, and the last one, you need to identify the name of the presenter.
And welcome to another edition of Mind, Body and Chow. In a few seconds time, we'll be joined by Ronald FG. He'll be talking, giving us another wonderful workout to be going for the rest of the day. And then thereafter, we'll be discussing arthritis. Full.
Just fine.
Okay, Jazakallah. So that brings us to the end of Middleburg Muslim School. We have three participants: Aisha Sayyid, Muhammad Reza Ghani, Atika Bapuji. We're going to tell you the score and inshallah we'll let you know. But before that, let's move on to Springs Muslim School. This is the final category. In this category, this is we have from grade 7, 8, and 9. From Springs Muslim School in grade 7, we have Azra Lambat. In grade 8, we have Yasira Bamji. And in grade 9, you have Mahdi Asidat. So basically, if you get more scores than Middleburg Muslim School, then you will be declared the winner. So let's see. Are you ready? Firstly, Azra Lambat.
Okay.
I still didn't hear from Azra Lambat. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, let's start. Firstly, section A from Islamic history. Name the place where the Muhajirin and Ansar had discussion in order to elect the new Khalifa. Question 2. Who was the first Sahabi to pledge allegiance to the new Khalifa?
Sayyidina Umar.
Okay, section B, fifth related question. What is the status of Eid Salah? Okay, Jazakallah. Second question under fiqh. This is a multiple choice question. You need to tell me A, B, or C. If the mouth is closed tightly while making wudu, it is mustahab, makruh tahrimi, or none of the above.
Makruh tahrimi.
Okay. Question number 3. If drops of blood came out of the nose while spilling it wudu, well,
it will be valid.
Okay, moving on to Quran. In which para and surah
do one find the first ayah of sujda? Para in surah. Question number 2. Where in the Quran is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named Ahmad?
Surah Baqarah.
Okay. Moving on to section 3, general knowledge question. What does Sahih stand for?
South African Hajj and Umrah. Council.
Okay. What is the currency of Malawi? Moving on to section E, spelling word. Firstly, spell the word whistle.
W-H-I-S-E-L-E.
Yes, and the next word you need to spell is economic.
E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C.
Moving on to our proverbs and collective nouns. The first proverb is spare the rod. Complete it. Spare the rod. Time up. Collective nouns. And what of poems? And what of poems? Did you say something?
A stanza.
Okay. Section G, sound clips. We're going to play for you a nasheed. You need to identify who's the nasheed artist.
Kehta hua jaunga ye hashr me marqad se khahan shafaat hu.
Hafiz Abu Bakr.
Okay, now we are going to play for you a clip. You need to identify who is the presenter.
As long as you permit me to love, by your honor, if you drive me away from your door, I will continue coming, for I am convinced of your generosity and kindness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
You said? Okay, we go on to Yasir Abamji. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alright. Section A under Islamic history. What was Umar radiallahu an famous for?
For wrestling and speaking in public.
What was the title given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu? Section B, fiqh. Question number 1, list 2 types of slaughtering. Number 2, multiple choice. It is A, fard kifaya, B, sunnah, C, mustahab, for Muslims to give ghusl to the mayyat.
Fard kifaya.
Number 3, term to remain the dying person of the true Shahada is known as?
Talqin.
Section C, Quran. On whose advice did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu decide to compile the Quran in book form?
Sayyidina Umar.
Who is the man about whom Allah said in the Quran that his body is kept as an admonishing example for the future generations to come?
Fir'aun.
Section D, under general knowledge. What does Uqsa stand for? Number two, name the Deputy Minister of Basic Education. Section E, under spelling, admiring.
A-T-M-I-R-E.
Time up. The next word is attribution.
A-T-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-O-N.
Section F, proverbs and collective nouns. The proverb is, it is no use crying
over spilled milk.
And a what of angels? Okay, we now go on to section G, sound clips. Name the nasheed artist. Last question. Name the following presenter.
Otherwise, if you were his product, a Tom Sawyer or a Huckleberry Finn, you would just be ambling down the river with no real formalized education, or you would just be branded a delinquent, and that would be the end. This.
Okay, we go on to our next contestant.
Okay, the last participant is Mahdia Siddharth from grade 9 from Springs Muslim School. Mahdia, are you ready?
Yes.
Mahdia, section A, Islamic history. To what generation does the lineage of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu link up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Okay, question number two. What prophecy did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make with regards to Hassan radiallahu anhu?
You seem martyred.
Okay, section B, fiqh. Question number one. Term that refers to a minimum amount of zakat, of amount of wealth if one possesses, which makes zakat liable on a person.
Nisab.
Okay, question number two, multiple choice questions, either A, B, or C. Form of optional, what form of optional charity given for the upliftment of humanity or deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it A, fidya, B, lilla, or C, fitra?
Lilla.
Okay, question number three, list two fundamental requirements of nikah.
Proposal and acceptance.
Section C, Quran. Who was the only lady whose personal name is found in the Quran?
Maryam alayhi salam.
Quran related. Who was the prophet mentioned in the Quran whose three generations were prophets? G section D, general knowledge question. What does SAIS stand for? Okay, under general knowledge, the second question is, what is Illiyin? Okay, let's move on further. Last three sections left before we terminate. Section E. Spelling. Spell the word alerting.
A-L-L-E-R-T-I-N-G.
And the final word for you to spell is relinquish.
R-E-L-I-N-Q-U-I-S-H.
Okay, section F, second last section. Proverbs and collective nouns. What the eyes don't see. Complete the proverb, what the eyes don't see. Okay, and collective nouns, a wad of paper.
A pile of paper.
Now moving on to our sound clips. We are going to play a nasheed for you, and you need to identify the nasheed artist. Who's the nasheed artist? And the final question, section G, sound clips, name the presenter.
It also expected to give an update on operations at the mine, which was suspended after the surface collapse. For now, rescue operations are confident they will be able to work effectively within a 2 or 3 week timeline. Talks are expected to resume today between the Shawnee University of Technology and the leaders of the outsourced.
Jazakallah. These are our three contestants from Springs Muslim School. We had Azra Lambat, Yasira Bamji, and Mahdia Sidat. Azra from grade 7, Yasira from grade 8, and Mahdia from grade 9. Inshallah, Mawlana Ahmed Patel will tell you of the score, and inshallah will let us know very shortly. In the meantime, we'll go for a short break. When you return, inshallah, we'll be announcing the winners from category 1 as well as category 2, and we'll tell you who won so far, inshallah.
أعيش بلحظتي مسرور أحلق في سما الأفراح وأضحك دون أي شعور ودمعي فوق خدي ساح لأني حافظ القرآن وهمي عن سما ينزاح كلام الله في قلبي ونور بدنيتي واضح أبي أرقى جنان الخلد وتاج الوالد موشاح أبي الفردوس يا ربي هناك هناك أنا أرتاح ألا يا الله وافقني بدنيا كلها فرح بدنيا كلها فرح بدنيا كلها كنت أنتسب
من الأزمات يغمرني شعور أنني السبب فلو أني إلى الإسلام حقا كنت أنتسب
لما قالت محمدنا رسوم صادها الكذب ولا محافلنا دعا وعافها الأدب
رسول الله رسول الله
لا يرضيك
هذا الحال من عربي
ولا يرضيك
ما يبدو من الإعلام في الغرب ولكن حسبنا
لقد أعددت أولادي لئن قصرت في ديني فقد هيأت للهادي
إلى الإسلام يا دنيا لقد أعددت أولادي لئن قصرت في ديني فقد هيأت للهادي
شباب به النور ضمبادي لكل الناس مصاب من القرآن أحفادي
رسول الله رسول الله
لا يرضيك
هذا الحال للعرب
ولا يرضيك
ما يبدو من الإعلام ولكن حسبنا يرضيك عودتنا إلى دربي كعودتنا إلى الإسلام تعم راية الحب
فهيا يا شباب الجيل للإسلام نظهره بأجمل حلة حتى يشد الناس منظره فإن من شد للإسلام من قد كان ينكره رأيت الناس في حب لدين الحق تنشره
رسول الله رسول الله
لا يرضيك
هذا الحال للعربي
ولا يرضيك
ما يبدو من الإعلام في الغرب ولكن حسبنا
يرضيك
عودتنا إلى الدرب
لقد تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها بعدي إلا هالك.
مولاي إني ببابك مولاي إني ببابك قد بسطت يدي من لي ألوذ به إلاك يا سندي.
مولاي
بسطت يدي من لي ألوذ به إلاك يا سندي.
مولاي يا مولاي
إني ببابك مولاي إني ببابك
أقوم بالليل
إني ببابك مولاي
والأسحار سائلين أدعو وأمس دعائي
إني ببابك مولاي
أدعو وأمس
دعائي
بنور وجهك
عائد. Welcome once again to the final segment of today's program, and undoubtedly the most waited for segment, the awards. Inshallah, we will announce the winners shortly and give their certificate. But before that, we will first ask Mufti Tahir Panjbhai to render a nafas.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الله فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
جزاكم الله. جزاكم الله خير. Radio Islam brought with them 10 CDs with selected audio tracks on them, and we're going to pose 5 questions to the public, non-participants, 5 questions. So the mail the question right, you will receive a free CD, inshallah. So are we ready to go? Let's start with the females. What is the currency of Libya? sorry, what is the currency of Nigeria?
For a free CD.
What is the currency of Nigeria for a free CD? Correct? Let's go to the man. What is the currency of Bangladesh? Taka, correct. Ladies, what is the name of the Queen of Saba? What was the name of the Queen of Saba? Bilqis is the correct answer. Men, which country did this?
Pasha. Please don't scream out the answer. The first hand up will get to answer. Jazakumullah.
Going back to the ladies, which country was Gaddafi from? You got a Gavina? Jazakumullah. Men, during the reign of which Khalifa was Musaylama Kassab killed?
Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, correct.
Back to the ladies. Name the Minister of Economic Development. The Minister of Economic Development. No? Let's pose the same question to the men. The Minister of Economic Development.
No, he's not my uncle.
Ibrahim Patel, correct. Gee, let's go to the lady. Which people are known as the Ahlul Kitab?
Do we have a winner there?
Gee, non-participant. Okay, the answer was given. Let's get another question. What is the currency of Mozambique?
Metical is the correct answer.
See, one more, two more series for the men. Which prophet was swallowed by the fish?
Babuji? Yunus alayhi salam is the correct answer.
Okay, two difficult questions. For the ladies, how many Makki surahs are there in the Quran? What is the answer? Incorrect? Incorrect? I heard a correct answer from someone. No? 86 is the correct answer. Men, how many Madani surahs are there? Easy one. 28.
114 minus 86.
Jazakumullah khair, Uncle Akbar. Okay, those are the 10 series that were sponsored by Radio Islam with selected audio tracks. Before we announce our awards, we'll ask our Amir of the school, Malam Muhammad Ali, to give the vote of thanks.
Jazakumullah. We take this opportunity first of all to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having afforded us the opportunity to be present here and also to be able to host this very, very interesting and enlightening event. So inshallah we'll go straight into the vote of thanks. First of all, we'd like to thank all those schools who had responded to our invitation, the participating madrasas and the participating schools. Really, it was so beautiful and so lovely to have you here. And again, inshallah, when we do send for the another whatever event it might be, sports or whatever, please come back again. It was really lovely having you here. Also, all the educators who start of the participating madrasas and schools, JazakAllah for attending and being part of this entire event. Then, very importantly, our media partner, Radio Islam International team, made up of Maulana Suhaib, Maulana Naeem, Apa Samira, Brother Ibrahim Shah, and Maulana Pir Ali. JazakumAllah for coming so far out here and hosting the show for us and broadcasting it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Then we have a lot of anonymous sponsors who have assisted and provided various things for the event today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Allah knows you and Allah knows your pious and sincere intentions. Also, we'd like to thank the parents for the donations they have made for the savouries, as well as for those who have sponsored the meal for this afternoon. Mona, you told them about the meal? Okay, you'll tell them. Then the sponsors for the prizes, overall sponsors, Zazel Travel, Sister Zaida Mutala, Prison Explosion, Mona Zahir Hunt, Anglo Wealth, Mona Suhaib Yusuf, Marhaba Trading, Brother Farooq, Wallo Express, Brother Idris, Fragrances Unlimited, Mona Ismail Patel, Lifestyle Ceramics, Brother Muhammad Saeed Patel, and over and above that, whoever else has assisted in whichever way, directly or indirectly, whose names may not have been mentioned here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. And of course, yes, also from among the sponsors, we have the Hydro Shop World Bank, Brother Munir. JazakAllah, all of you for participating, and once more, may Allah ta'ala grant you each one a befitting reward. JazakumAllah. Let's bring the table here. Participation certificates for each participant. When I call you up, please come and receive the certificate as well as a prize from Fragrances Unlimited. First participation certificate, Husna Nana and Husna Osman. Sufyan Ekawawa. Humaira Osman. Arman Khan, Muhammad Fahad, who is Muhammad Fahad, Maimuna Vadewala, Vadali, Humaira Kibet, Yasmin Kassam, Muhammad Akbar Ismail, Barira Isaac, Tayyiba Famji, Amatul Rahman Muhammad, who's it? Munib Ahmedjad,
Unaisa, Bismillah. Fatima Valley. Safiya Pata. Hamza Kota. Yusuf Kota. Fahira Marchi. Aisha Sayed. Muhammad Reza Ghani. Atika Babaji. Azra Lambat. Yasira Pamji. Mahdiya Sidat. Now I will ask a representative from each of the Muslim schools or madrasas to kindly get a certificate of participation, the first certificate of participation for the school, Haifa Muslim School. Madrasa Islamia Tikhat. Madrasa Muslim School. Muhammad Ali. Madrasa Imaduddin. مدرسة تعليم الإسلام and Springs Muslim School. جزاكم الله خيرا for your participation. Next category. Category 2, Springs Muslim School. One of the others can collect this one. Maribel Muslim School. One of the others can come collect it also. And Highfield Muslim School. Jazakumullah khair. We also hand over a certificate of recognition to our media partner, Radio Islam International, and we ask the representatives to please come forward and collect it. Apa Amina, please come forward. We have a special gift for the Radio Islam team, one to Abba Samira, Malana Suhud Lasagna, Malana Naeem Chunara, Dr. Akmas, Malana Naeem Dr. Akmas, Brother Ibrahim Shah, and Malana Purali. Brother Ibrahim Shah, you can come. So people know who's behind the scenes. And a brother Abdul Haq. The Haq kind of guy. Very famous. JazakAllah khair. Now to the certificate of excellence for the winners and the runners-up. So, the runners-up in category 1, runners-up in category 1 goes to Madrasa Imaduddin. The runner-up prize was sponsored by Marhaba Trading. For in-store purchase of gummies, marshmallows, biscuits, aloe vera juices to the value of 200 rand. Humaira Siddat. Yasmin Kassan. And Muhammad Akbar Ismail. First prize is a weekend away for four people at Willow Express, which is on the banks of the Tar River, the Muslim-owned community resort. And the winners of this category is the Middleburg Muslim School, fourth position, Mr. Osman. Sufyan Ekelwaya. And Humaira Osman. In category 2, second prizes are also sponsored by Marhaba Trading. The runners up for this category 2 was Springs Muslim School. Mahdiya Siddat, Yasira Banji, and Ezra Lambad. And the winners of category 2 also a weekend away at Willow Express for a family of 4. The winner of this category was the Middleburg Muslim School. Atika Babaji, Muhammad Riza Ghani, and Aisha Sayed. Jazakumullah khairan wa ahsan al jaza to all of you, all the participants, all the ulama, all the parents and all the other people that have graced our occasion. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Without the crowd, it would have been much more boring. But Jazakumullahu khairan to all, and special Jazakumullahu against Radio Islam for being our media partner. If anyone lost some money, you can collect it from me. Zuhr Adhan will be given now. And at about 1:30, Jamaat will be stand up. All the ulama who have come to the participating schools in the upper, meals will be served in the Edmund block downstairs. All the participants from the different schools, meals have been provided for you as well. You will be given a pack. All those who have accompanied the different learners, the tuck shop is open, so please support us. Jazakumullah khairan.